Ladies and gentlemen, from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Sports entertainment brought to you in stilettos. Your host, Tanya Brennan.
Woo! Love this tune. And we got someone new on the audio. Can you say hi to our listeners? All right. Welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. I am your host for the hour. It's Tanya time. I'm Tanya Brennan. And I hope you're having a great Tuesday. That jam always makes me want to dance, you know? We have a great Tuesday planned. A lot of sports news to cover. Everything from we've got Major League Baseball, NBA news, and of course, NFL. And today was actually the first real day, I guess you could say, to tamper in the NFL with players, right? Because this is tomorrow's the new league year. Ron?
Well, tomorrow, what is today? Tuesday, Wednesday. So Wednesday is going to be free agency opens up.
Yep.
Is what happens. Well, so at 4 o'clock. Eastern time, so let's go. My mom will divide by three, carry the five.
You're good.
Divide by seven at pi. Pi's coming up on Wednesday as well, too. It's 314, right?
Yes, sir.
So we put that equation into it, and what you come up with is 1 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow. Free agents open up, and mm-hmm. it gets nuts in the NFL. It's going to be fun to see.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm so sorry. How could I neglect to introduce my host for today, Ron Futrell? I'm so glad you're here, by the way.
My pleasure. Glad to be here. And there's a lot going on, so I get that. That's fine. I just sort of show up in here.
I know. You like my new readers, by the way?
No, those are called glasses, but they're readers. But wait a second. Readers is a cool phrase for glasses?
What? The readers, you know what? I actually went to buy me. I invested in a pair of Coach glasses because I said, if I have to wear glasses, they better be stylish. You know, okay. I've got stilettos, I got the glasses to match, right, Ron?
Those are okay? Stylish.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yes. Ron is in the house. So glad you're here. And as I alluded to earlier, we have lots of news. Knights had an amazing game this past weekend, and they're getting ready for a road trip this Thursday. You were actually at practice today.
I was. It was fun. It was intense. Dan Duva's going to join us a little bit later. Yep. He's the radio play-by-play guy, so we'll be talking some Knights stuff. But it was fun today at practice. Intense would be a good thing to call it. They took yesterday off, and they've got – now, they don't play again until Friday. They play at Dallas. Dallas is a team they've already beaten twice this year. But this will be the first time they're playing in Texas, taking on the Dallas Stars on the other team's home ice. But what they had over the weekend, you mentioned the weekend, they had two games up in Canada. They played Vancouver and Calgary. Won at Vancouver, lost at Calgary.
That was tough, by the way.
Yeah, that was Malcolm Subban in the nets for that one. And ended up losing 6-3, but it was closer than what the score would indicate. Some late garbage goals and that sort of stuff. But that being said, here's the way it works, Knights fans, is got about a dozen games left now in the regular season.
Yep.
The Knights are solidly in third place in the Pacific. They have the Sharks from San Jose and the Calgary Flames ahead of them. Those two teams are rotating back and forth, and that's important because the Knights will likely play, if they end up in that third spot, they will play the second place team from the Pacific. And right now, we don't know which team that is. Now, on the other end, you've got Arizona coming up. They lost last night at Chicago. Did not look good in that loss. 7-1 was that final. So Arizona Coyotes, good young team there. They've got some real promise and possibility. It'd be fun to see Arizona make the playoffs. I'd like to see them do that. But the situation you've got right now is most likely the Knights will finish in third place in the Pacific. And they would not have home ice advantage against whichever team they play, whether Calgary or San Jose. I think it's best if they play Calgary, actually.
I think so, too. I think San Jose is they're just on a roll. So they've won five straight, right?
And I think San Jose is more talented.
I think they're way more talented. And it's tough. I came from the Bay. So I used to be a San Jose Sharks fan. Now I'm a huge Vegas Golden Knights fan.
Is that Northern California?
That's Northern California, honey.
All right. As a Southern California guy, I don't know when you refer to the Bay. I mean, we have bays in Southern California. Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. There's some pretty cool bays down there. Huntington Beach. It's sort of a bay, I guess. It's all sort of a bay. And, you know, Monterey's up north. Yeah. So anyway, Santa Barbara, we got that there. So, go ahead. Sorry, I distracted you.
No, that's okay. I am so excited that Dan Duva, I love saying his name, Duva, is joining us later this hour. He's amazing. So entertaining to listen to. Lots of news in the NFL. I do want to talk hockey in a little bit, and we have other sports to cover. But Antonio Brown to the Raiders. No shock, no surprise. I am going to say this, though. I am surprised that the Steelers sold out the way they did. What do you think?
They had to do something. They knew they were going to lose him. They got that same situation going on with Le'Veon Bell right now, so they knew they were going to lose Antonio Brown. So it was just a matter of get what they can. Right. And they got some stuff for the Raiders. Future draft picks, not draft picks this year, but they got future draft picks for him. And that's what Derek Carr needs. Derek Carr needed to have that big receiver that he could throw to that they missed after, you know, letting their key guy go to Dallas this past year. But they've got, now they're getting a pretty good receiver core. You look at Cooks, sure. you look at Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson.
Oh, Jordy's
has
fantastic.
A couple of more years with the Raiders on his contract. Yep. So Derek Carr is going to have some receivers that he did not have last year. That's important, and that could help the Raiders wherever they play. Oh, by the way, to that end, on Friday, there's some breaking news today. On Friday, the Oakland City Council is going to meet and make a decision. They're going to vote. They're going to vote in favor of having the Raiders play there. I mean, it's foolish to think it'd be anything else. But
of course, yeah.
It took way too long to get this thing done. No, it really did. And the Raiders, I'll say, were sort of foolish in the way that they were going at this and going through this. And it took longer than it needed to be.
That was a big question mark. I'm glad we're finally getting that resolved.
It should be resolved on Friday. I can't see anything strange happening there. And it is interesting that they've got, well, it cost the Raiders more money because they waited so long. Just take the deal in San Diego, take a deal somewhere else. They wanted to stay in the Bay area and go over to San Francisco, but the Niners, come on, they didn't want them playing in their messed up their stadium.
I thought John Lynch said absolutely you can play in our stadium. But you're just going to have to pay an arm and a leg to play
we'll see.
Here,
then
right?
They,
that
yes,
was their way of saying.
Then they were looking at the Giants stadium, baseball stadium, and they've had football games there before. That deal didn't work out, so it ended up costing the Raiders much more than it needed to because of their, delaying this thing. And now it's the last moment. You got to grab something.
Right.
I would have liked to seen them play in San Diego. But I still will say it's probably best for the Raiders, best for the NFL, and best for the city of Oakland that they have one final season there.
I agree. They want to get back to their fans. Their fans have been good for all these years. Speaking of Derek Carr, I am a little concerned if Coach Gruden is going to hang on to this guy. I mean, I've seen people go like Khalil Mack. You see players go Amari Cooper. Let's just hope he keeps them so that there's a quarterback that can throw to Antonio.
Well, he has he has an option in his contract. The Raiders do before they come here to Las Vegas to make a change there. He's a big money quarterback. He's $25 million a year. So that's, and I don't know. He's not going to say anything right now. He's not going to let on John Gruden, the coach of the Raiders, if he is thinking about making a change at quarterback. But it's also too early to tell. Let's see what happens this year. He had that great season 2 years ago, and that led to his big contract that he, at the time, was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So bless him. And when I say bless him, I mean that. he's a real strong, devout Christian, and he would appreciate that. But bless him and
that's
his family for that. The guys from Bakersfield has done very well. Derek Carr, David Carr, the whole family. But that being said, it'll be interesting. This will be a key season for the Raiders and Derek Carr, their final season in Oakland before they come to Vegas in 2020. Mm-hmm. That new stadium is getting built and everything happening there. So, wow, they can exercise an option to not have him play quarterback if he does not perform this year. Watch out. It's going to be real dicey.
That's a concern. Yep. You never know. A lot of things happening. I know the Raiders are very active, especially with this free agency. It looks as if they're going to sign Patriots tackle Trent Brown, expected to sign for a 4-year contract, $66 million. He'll be the highest paid left tackle in football. Well, what do you do with that kind of money?
That's a lot for an offensive lineman. But he's very good. So go. By the way, he played for who? What team did he play? East Coast team? The Patriots.
The New England Patriots, yes.
They've done fairly well the last few years, so he knows how to win.
Absolutely.
They've done okay.
Right. Obviously, the Jets have been interested with Lev Bell. We'll see where that goes. There's a few other teams that have kind of said, we're interested. I think he's kind of making that decision on where he wants to go. Baltimore Ravens, C.J. Mosley. Awesome player, obviously, came from Alabama. Great leader. And huge pickup for the Jets, who just signed him to a 5-year, $85 million contract. So some huge news, and it's still going. I keep getting these little pop-ups of all these new additions and trades. And
well, again, wait till this time tomorrow. It's going to be going nuts then because the free agency market opens up and goes wild. It goes crazy. The Rams, as a Rams fan, they got a couple of linebackers they got to take a close look at. Dante Fowler Jr. in particular. Mm-hmm. They picked him up midseason last year, and I think he was a good, strong addition for them. I hope that they hang on to him. I hope they keep him. And see where C.J. Anderson, I don't see them keeping him. That might, but he was, you've got Todd Gurley. You have the best running back in the NFL. But as we saw, they overused him throughout the season. And
he was injured in the end there.
Yes, he was not healthy at the end, and it cost the Rams that and the injury that they had to, who am I thinking, Cooper Kupp, that injury to Cooper, that was midseason. They had time to recover from that, but still that hurt them when you need that type of receiver out of the backfield. He'll be 100% coming back off the torn ACL, at least he should be. Now, so C.J. Anderson, another free agent there, but he's an old guy. He's done his job with Denver for so many years. When I say old running back,
you called him an old running back.
That's an old guy.
Wow.
This is the old guy calling somebody else, the real old guy here calling somebody else an old guy that's in his mid-30s.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's another one that I found interesting. Pro Bowl safety Landon Collins to sign with the Redskins for 6 years. What a great contract for him. $84 million, $45 million in guaranteed monies. That's a huge addition to Redskins. It'll be interesting to see what they do with their quarterback
Yes, with the injury that happened late in the season last year at the end. And that's, they're going to be in trouble there, quarterback. And that's been a problem for the Redskins for many years. RG3, when they got him, they figured that Robert Griffin III would be the answer at quarterback for the future. And he wasn't. So it's left a void, and they don't have anybody to fill it right now. And let's see what they can do.
It's interesting. Well, NFL draft is scheduled April 25th through the 27th in Nashville, Tennessee.
You know where it is next year after?
Next year?
It's here in Vegas.
It's back in Vegas. It's going to be awesome for us.
Here in
city.
Vegas. No, I cannot overstate how crazy it will be in this city to have the NFL draft here.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Before the Raiders come to town. But to have that's an incredible event. They haven't said exactly where yet. It's going to be somewhere on the Strip. So I'm going
to
guess
come,
an MGM property.
You think MGM or Caesars with that big partnership, with
Harris.
The NFL?
Yes.
You never know. Right.
So it's it'll be fun. It'll be fun. The draft is crazy. That's where people go nuts. And I think that's where football, I call them football nerds, go crazy. Football nerds that care too much about their teams and too much about who's who and what's, and they know too much about all the college teams to see what they're going to pick. And they, anyway, that's all the football nerds will be here in town for that weekend.
It'll be fun.
It's a year, 13 months away for that to happen.
So, and just let me just remind listeners, trades are not official, like we said earlier, until the new year league begins. I know we're going to roll out to commercial. We do have more NFL news, but just to remind listeners, we are now on Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. So check out our website, VegasSportsGirl.com. Is that awesome?
Now. Yeah, I'm nervous now. All of a sudden, you're kidding me. It's all over this. People can
see
this everywhere. It's all over the world. It's what?
Yep.
I'm scared to death now. I don't know how to react.
Ron, you're so funny.
Look at my hand.
He truly is shaking.
Yeah.
Not. Anyhow, I do want to thank our sponsor, Finley Vovo, for sponsoring Vegas Sports Girl. We've got a lot of news still to cover, and it's just the first portion of the hour. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Vegas Sports Girl.
You want more? More action? More fun? More madness? We got you. The 2019 Air Force Reserve Mountain West Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to Las Vegas, March 10th through the 16th. Want more hoops? How about 20 games in just 7 days? For tickets, call 702-739-FAN or visit unlvtickets.com. The 2019 Air Force Reserve Mountain West Basketball Championships. Get more. Be there.
Join Junior Achievement of Southern Nevada to inspire youth to successful futures at the 4.01K Race for Financial Fitness, presented by Resources Investment Advisors. Get in shape both physically and financially at the fun 5K run and 1 mile walk. It's Sunday, April 7th. To learn more, go to jasnv.org.
Special thanks to Resources Investment Advisors, Colliers International, BlackRock, the Smarter Tomorrow Foundation, Clear Channel Outdoor, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and Channel 13 Action News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
I would scream, but I can't. I'm not a rocker. I'm a rocker. I just can't sing. I can dance, but I can't sing.
Got some GNR right going here. Okay.
Do you like my music?
I do. It was Guns N' Roses.
Good job on the
first
audio.
One. I was a little cool on that one, but anytime you're doing some GNR, I'm all in.
GNR? You sound so hip, Ron.
It's Guns N' Roses. That's who they are.
Have you ever seen a rock concert? Wait, that is an honest question.
Have you ever seen, where do I start? Should I start really? Zeppelin in 73 at the Forum?
Remember the rock concert? How's that? Yes. What was your favorite rock concert?
Led Zeppelin, 1973 at the in the Forum in Inglewood, California.
How exciting.
As in Led Zeppelin, as in 3.5 hours they played straight, took about a 10-minute break, came back, encore another half hour.
I love it.
4 hours of Zeppelin.
I love it. And you were just
in their heyday. In their heyday. This is so that was pretty good. Then I can go down the list from there. Jethro Tull around the same time.
Ron, you're so good.
Guns N' Roses. I've seen them since they got together. Since Slash and Axl started getting along, they've been fun. It's been great. I would recommend seriously going to see them. Axl used to be habitually late to all of his shows. I mean, late, like 2 hours, 3 hours late to his shows at the Hard Rock. It was nauseating to some of the fans there. And it wasn't the same without those two guys together. You needed Slash together with Axl, and now it's Guns N' Roses back together again.
Did you just say it was nauseating?
No, it was nauseating. Oh. No, it was insulting. It was all the things of, come on, Axl, you're a rock star at that time, well overweight and out of his element, and you're not that good. Oh, but once they got back together again, no, he puts out now.
Wow.
Okay.
And did you used to have long hair? Did you ever have long hair?
Oh, in high school, yeah.
Was that haircut called?
I don't know.
When it was really short on the side with a long...
The mullet?
The mullet.
I never had a mullet. I just had long hair as a Southern California guy.
Really?
So that's what you had.
My goodness.
You couldn't surf without long hair back then.
Oh, Ron, that is a visual. I could so see you on the beach your shorts and your surfboard and long head. It's amazing. Anyways, welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. So part of why we do Vegas Sports Girl is to talk about some of the good community initiatives, what foundations are doing to give back, and also what athletes are doing to give back to their foundations. Because I think so much of what they do off the ice or off the football field, sometimes that goes unnoticed. And so later on in the hour, we are going to have the Senior Vice President of Business Development, Jerry Nadal, with Cirque du Soleil. He's been with Cirque for 21 years. They do an event called One Night, One Drop, and this is 7 years into it. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about the event that happened this past weekend at Bellagio, and also talk about how they're tied into the Vegas Golden Knights. They've got such a great partnership there. So some good stuff coming up in the hour. And as we alluded to earlier, we have Dan joining us from the Vegas Golden Knights play-by-play announcer. So we talked a little bit about NFL news, Lions to sign Trey Flowers, Bills sign cornerback Kevin Johnson. Of course, there's all these things going on right now with free agency. I almost think free agency is as important as the draft itself, because I think you can pick up some of the best talent.
Oh, sure it is. Oh, no, absolutely. That's where teams... Yeah. I mean, you could build a team both ways. I mean, you build it through the draft and build it through free agency. I think ultimately it's better for you to build it through the draft. But, you pick up a good free agent now and again, especially at the quarterback ranks. Mm-hmm. Good things can happen.
I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I think the Cleveland Browns are going to be on fire this year.
On fire means what? Four wins? Five wins? Six? Okay. No, but
they have a great roster.
Relatively speaking, and what they did last year by actually winning some games and being competitive in some games was fun to see, and good for the NFL to not have Cleveland being at the bottom for ever.
It'd be interesting to see. I still remember when Bill Belichick coached the Browns. I just saw a little video clip the other day. He looks so young. And they were great when he coached them. So that just shows you a testament to good leadership, you know.
Yes.
So let's talk Aviators for a while. We've got a lot of baseball news. And I know you are totally up to speed on what's going out in Summerlin, right?
Yeah, this is so much fun. It's by my house. So I love two things. I live in Summerlin. So having an NHL team work out right next to my house within a mile from where I live is incredible to me. Mm-hmm. It amazes me to be able to go there and watch an NHL team work out in my neighborhood. That being said, now we're going to have from Cashman Field, which was there 39 years, Cashman Field. Now Cashman Field is going to be the home. The Las Vegas ballpark in Summerlin, right next to City National. So let's put it another way, just east of Red Rock Casino in Summerlin is going to be the home of the Aviators now. Used to be the Stars, used to be the 51s. For 18 years, the Stars, 18 years, the 51s. And now that beautiful new stadium. So happy for Don Logan, for Jim Gemma, for the Aviators now to be able to make this happen. Minor League Baseball, it's been a staple here in Las Vegas. It succeeded when so many other sports have failed here in town. They've been able to make it happen and do it, even with a crappy Cashman Field for the last 18 years or so. They kept getting promises, finally lived up to the promises. They got it happening. Now, that being said, this week, they're going to put the grass down
this week.
They're going to start laying the grass. That'll be fun to see. They've almost got all the seats in. Let's see, I drive by there at night on my way home just because I want to, just to see if there's anything different. Mm-hmm. And you don't see a whole lot different happening. The palm trees are up now. But what I find at 8 or 9 o'clock when I'm driving home, you see the lights still on.
How fun.
Which means they're working around the clock. They're working around the clock to make this happen. April, first week in April, 8th or 9th is the first home game. They play on the road for the first two series. So the first eight games are going to be on the road to give them a little more leeway to get this stadium done in time. But that's going to be fun to see them. The first game up there, kick back in Summerlin, put my feet up and watch baseball here. They're now the Oakland A's AAA team.
That's awesome for them.
No, yep. Oakland's a very good Oakland. Now we're getting the Raiders here, of course. They would say in Oakland, stealing the Raiders, but we're getting the Raiders here in town. And to have that affiliation with the A's now is going to be interesting for Las Vegas to have. They're a good, very good young baseball team, and they have a great minor league organization, the A's do right now. I'm not just saying that to blow smoke. They really are. Everybody in baseball acknowledges that.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see what sort of prospects they get here and what you're going to see a high level of minor league baseball here.
How many seats does that stadium hold?
10,000.
10,000?
Now you count the pool in the outfield. So you could put 8 to 10 more people in there. So I expect to see you out at the pool. Okay, jumping in.
Yeah, you know I'm a summer girl.
You're going to be at the pool, jumping in, having a good time.
Have my beer and my hot dog and be watching what's going on from afar.
So counting those seats. Here's what I think this ballpark will be, the Las Vegas ballpark. I'm going to draw a comparison. Anybody that's been down to watch San Diego Padre games down there at Petco Park, it is so much fun to walk into that park. And when I say not the baseball stadium, but the outfield, beyond the outfield, they have grass berms areas. They have a little bumblebee practice field with wiffle balls. People are cooking up barbecue. They have the big Tony Gwynn statue hanging out on the lawn. And people are, you feel, there's a sense of community there. And I would always get jealous because I didn't see that we had that sort of place around sports where we could all get together and hang out and have a good time.
Now we do.
The ballpark will be that. Now the Knights have brought that, but the issue with the Knights is it's expensive to go to the games. So
look what you're getting, right?
It costs a lot to go to the games, so it is a place for people to hang out. No, I've found that. It's a lot of the old Rebel basketball crowd from back in the day when they were winning a national championship and going to Final Fours. A lot of that same crowd that had money people and that sort of stuff. it's fine. And it meets that purpose, and you see a lot of locals there, and that is fun. This will be a grassroots place for people to hang out, meet, a community place for us to all get together and have a good time around a baseball game outdoors in the grass. The baseball game will be the afterthought. Hanging out, which it is in San Diego, right. By the way, too. So, which it is, Padres are playing the Reds. Okay, whatever.
Our city's tough, though. They're going to want that team to win. They're getting spoiled.
That
would
be nice, and I think they will with the Oakland A's. They got a real good shot.
It'll be interesting. And they're still selling tickets for the game, so we can still go online.
I'm sure they are,
and they're
yes.
still perfect.
The first game is sold out.
Okay.
That one sold out very quickly.
Do we have any info on like who the pregame?
No. You got to get the grass laid.
I'm so used to like nighttime, you know, yeah. The drum
take a,
line.
Take it
like,
one step at a time. They got to get the grass laid down, but they're fill up that pool out in the outfield. Like I'm saying,
it'll be fun.
Bikini weather. I want to see you out there jumping in it, going at
you
it.
You in your swim shorts and your surfboard. All right. NBA news. LeBron James of the Lakers. Can this guy skew back his minutes? Since he's been back from his injury, they're 3-10. Lakers are horrible. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Clippers over the Celtics last night, 140-115, and the Houston Rockets over the Hornets. Harden scored 28 points. So some good basketball games. Tonight, the Bulls are playing, I know this, the Bulls are playing against the Lakers. So that'll be an interesting game. No bets?
Yeah, I don't know. The Lakers, I think, are -1 in this game. And the Lakers, they've given up.
Yeah,
they're done. Bulls could beat them by 20 tonight, and nobody would notice. And it's just they're looking to next year, and it's sad.
It's sad
because the Lakers did have some hope for this team with LeBron, but there's still so many elements that have to be put together to make this happen. I think Luke Walton is gone. I think LeBron wants him gone. Mm-hmm. I think it's too bad, but it is what it is.
I'll have to talk to my friend Bonnie Jill. She used to cheer with me on the 49ers, and she is an agent for the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
We need to get some new talent to that team. She's the only female agent in the NBA, so pretty impressive.
Got to keep mm-hmm. Kyle Kuzma. I think he's one of the best young players in the NBA right now. Make sure to keep him on that team with LeBron. What they do at the point guard with Ball and with Rajon Rondo and the guard position, I'm not sure yet. They have some flexibility with things they can do there. But LeBron coming back next year, it's a 4-year contract, so he's got year two. There'll be some hope. Make sure Kyle Kuzma stays with that team and keep them intact. They're going to go after another free agent somewhere to get somebody that they can grab over and put some more talent to help him out. Look at the team from the Bay, whatever
help.
That Golden State Warriors.
Warriors are amazing. That's my team.
They have three great players there that could any night could light it up, and they're going to win. KD, put it in the Curry, could do something. And that guy, Klay Thompson, is sort of a good shooter.
So good. Oklahoma City guard. Did you see this last night? Russell Westbrook had a little scuffle with a fan because he thought he heard something he didn't like to hear. You know?
Yeah, and
that's pretty interesting.
I've looked at it pretty closely and seen what happened up there. And he had an issue last year during the playoffs in Salt Lake.
Same thing.
So, I don't know the specifics on that one, but here's what the fan says. Here's point counterpoint. Is the fan says he said something to the effect that as Westbrook was coming out of the game, you better take care of yourself. You better get down and you better ice your knee and you're going to need it. And Westbrook turned to the fan and says, it's not ice, it's heat, and snap back at him. And the fan says, well, yeah, whatever it is, you're going to need something to take care of your knees. And Westbrook says the fan made a reference to him being on his knees that he felt it was a racial
that's
comment.
That's what I thought, yes.
Get on your knees. And that's what Westbrook says. So you have point, counterpoint, what Westbrook says. And maybe he thought he heard something that he didn't hear. Maybe the fan did say something like that. But either way, it's a mess. And also Westbrook challenged his wife and says, I'll beat the out of you and your wife. And that's, Westbrook. What's crazy is Westbrook is not, he has no history of any violence or anything.
Right.
It wasn't going to do it. But you still don't want to have that interaction with the fans and have them get in your head.
Only one time I encountered an interaction with Charles Barkley when he played back in the day with a fan at the Sacramento Kings Arena. He literally came up probably 25 Rose. I was cheering on the basketball
Chuck
court.
Did. Chuck went up
and he had a full out confrontation with a fan. It was very awkward. It was actually quite entertaining, but I'd not heard about that.
We've all heard of Ron Artest in Indianapolis when he went and punched a fan. Good thing Barkley didn't punch somebody because we would have heard about that because it would have been the person would still be feeling it if they were conscious.
Crazy. NCAA news. Duke forward Zion Williamson named Player of the Year.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. He's such a great player,
him
though.
And his Nikes.
And then did you hear about in the UFC, Conor McGregor was arrested?
Yeah, and this one, I'm still, a fan with his phone, and the story is that some fan was taking pictures when he didn't want pictures taken, and so he grabbed the phone and crushed it, and so, come on.
Why can't these guys stay out of trouble?
I'm shocked. Conor? What? McGregor? Are you kidding? The same guy who threw the hand truck through the window of with a bunch of UFC fighters
in
there?
That's crazy.
So, that being said, they're fighters, okay? Now, I would like for them all to be able to control themselves. That would be nice. But
apparently that's no fun, right? Yeah, to them. So
we'll see what happens there with Conor. It's not going to amount to much.
Awesome. We will be back. We have two special guests joining us. First one is from Cirque du Soleil coming up after the break. Stay tuned more for Vegas Sports Girl.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Well, it's almost springtime and time for that spring cleaning and back to clean for 2019. It's time to call Zero Res. Now, when Zero Res cleaned my house, I was amazed. The carpet stayed cleaner longer. You know what? They are the only ones that clean with their green patented powered water system. Zero detergents, zero toxic chemicals, with zero residue left behind. So you can enjoy clean carpets that will stay clean much longer. And no one cleans like Zero Res. They just won Best of Las Vegas 2018 as voted on by the local Las Vegas customers. Now, whether your carpet is older, you have pet issues, or you just want to start the new year in a clean, fresh smelling home, the answer is Zero Res for insanely clean carpet. Call today, ask for the Chris Fox special. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for only $99. Plus, they'll clean 100 square feet of tile for free, which is a $125 free service. So call 702-840-3333 or online at zeroreslasvegas.com. Minimums apply.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Yes, that's a good tune right there. Light the candles, right?
Yes.
Were you singing when we came out of break?
I will if you want me to.
I was wondering what was going on.
Yes.
I was afraid to crack his mic because I heard him kind of.
I heard that too.
Have a guitar in here somewhere I can give. I'll join in.
Well, this is the rap version, so are you going to spit a little something for us?
I'd like to see that. That's awesome. All right, welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. Ron, you're always so entertaining.
I hope so. Thank you.
We've been talking all kinds of sports, and on the phone right now, we have a special guest. He's a dear friend of mine. Our boys do gymnastics together, too. But I have so much respect, and I love this man. He is the Senior Vice President of Business Development, Jerry Nadal. He's with Cirque du Soleil. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tanya. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, by the way, for calling in, because I know you literally just landed at McCarran Airport.
I did.
So glad you're on the phone with us. We first of all, I know that this past weekend, you just had your 7 year, did I get that right? 7 years of One Night, One Drop?
That's correct.
Of Cirque du Soleil, and it was held at the Bellagio, and it's such an amazing initiative. Can you tell us more about that and tell us how the night went and how great
sure.
it was?
So One Drop is a foundation that our founder, Gila Liberté, started 11 years ago, and it was to provide access to safe water and sanitation globally. So over the past 10 years, we have worked in, we have programs running now in Mexico, in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, Haiti, Colombia, Paraguay, Burkina Faso in Western Africa, Mali, Malawi, and we have three different programs running in India as well. So in 11 years, we've been able to sustainably change 1.4 million people's lives by giving them access to water and sanitation.
Wow. Now, if you were to quiz me on where those locations are, I don't know if I could do that. That was impressive, Jerry. Thanks. So tell me about the evening itself. How many people showed up for this event?
Well, we do a one-night-only benefit performance every year, and it's a completely original production that we usually do in one of the theaters that we have on the Strip. And this year we chose O at the Bellagio, and it was sold out. We had 1,800 people there on Friday night. We had a live auction that had six amazing packages. For $310,000, someone was the lucky winner of a McLaren 570S Spider. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
So the auction raised close to $1.2 million. We did almost $2 million in ticket sales with packages and sponsors. So it was a really super successful night. And we close all of our shows, and we have people that audition for this. We had 150 performers in the show this year. And Colgate was one of our presenting sponsors, and they did a deal with CBS that the show, in they're going to do an edited version of the show this coming Saturday night nationally on CBS at 8 p.m.
Congratulations. And
that's,
I know Ron
on
wants
Channel
to...
8. Good thing. Yeah. Okay, good thing. Hey, it's Ron Futrell from Channel 8. And thank you for coming on with us here. I appreciate it, Jerry.
My pleasure.
And I go to the Knights games, okay? One of my things I've got to do is cover sports. So I end up going to the Knights games. And it is a blast to see the connection that the Cirque shows have. Obviously, I know the MGM connection and T-Mobile Arena and that sort of stuff, but it is fun to see the faces of the people light up there. Mm-hmm. They get a little taste of Cirque shows every mm-hmm. once in a while. And I'd like you to just speak to that coordination and how that works for
sure.
You.
Sure. Well, I have my marketing vice president, Lou DeAngeli, is we hired him several years ago. He came from Philly, and he is the ultimate hockey fan. Mm. And when it was, you know, when they were looking at getting a team coming here, he had his finger on that pulse. And when the Knights were formed, he reached out to the organization. And I think they thought it was a great idea to try and connect into different parts of Las Vegas. The arena is on the Strip. So we did a three-year deal with them that we'll provide the period break entertainment for four games a year. And then we've also got Blue Man Group now in the Cirque family. So they go and they play with the audience throughout. And it's been great for us. So it gives us national exposure to an audience segment that maybe not necessarily is thinking about shows. But a lot of, you know, 90% of people that are in our shows are Olympic-level athletes. So it was I think it's a great combination. And it's really set the Vegas team apart. I think Lou had a conversation during the playoffs last season with the NHL commissioner about, you know, what else could we do with some other teams in the league, because they love what's happening here in Vegas. It's so unique to hear, but I mean, it's a nonstop party from the minute you're in the arena to the end of the game.
Well, it would make sense for Toronto to do some stuff,
sure.
Obviously, if they haven't already, and do some stuff up in Canada. That would be a natural, you know, and I'm sure you guys have thought of that. But we like having them here for Vegas. But wow, the exposure stuff that it's given you, but just the enjoyment of being able to see. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the shows, so I know the shows, and that. But I enjoy seeing a little taste of it that you get.
Yeah, you know what's great
periods.
Too is that, you know, usually when you hit the period break, people jump out of their seats and they run to the get refreshments and stuff. But whenever there is something on the ice, whether it's us or other entertainment that's out there, no one leaves until it's over. You know, and we do the first 4 minutes, 5 minutes of the period break, and then people get up and leave. So it's been great. People really appreciate it, and we certainly appreciate the audience response as well.
How does that work, Jerry? When you have and you're doing the pre-show entertainment, do you work with the Knights organization as to the execution of what
yeah,
that looks
absolutely.
Visually?
Yeah, so absolutely. We work with them because they've got all that amazing programming of the lighting and video mapping on the ice. And then we told them what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And even last year, we did one of the puck drops. You know, we had somebody descend from up in the big LED screens up above, and they dropped the puck. It was very cool. So, you know, it's, again, uniquely Las Vegas, right? So I think people have really latched on to that.
That was awesome. And if you haven't seen a Cirque show, I encourage it. Jerry, you know me. I support your shows all the time. I think I've seen all of them at
you're
least.
You're my own private reseller, Tanya. You've bought so many tickets.
I need to have stock in Cirque du Soleil. It's amazing. So if you haven't seen Cirque, what would you explain to somebody new coming to Las Vegas? How would you describe Cirque du Soleil?
I think it's just the ultimate entertainment, right? So our shows don't really have any spoken word in them or language, so you don't have to, you know, that's why we get tourists from all around the world, and it's amazing entertainment. It's sports and art all combined, and mm-hmm. They're all unique productions, and particularly here in Vegas, all six of the productions that are running on the Strip all have purpose-built theaters, and they've been designed for those theaters, and their Ka alone at the MGM Grand was a $165 million production. So again, only place in the world you're going to see shows of this scale and quality and magnitude is here in Las Vegas.
That stage is amazing, the Ka stage.
Oh, no, that's the star. Not to take anything away from the entertainers, what they do, because they do some marvelous things. But when I saw Ka on media night there and went there and saw it for the first time, I shook my head and says, are you kidding me?
Okay, so that's what... Great. You know, I think it was we built along with the new incarnation of Vegas after Mirage opened in this whole other part of Vegas, and I think we were part of the "If you will build it, they will come" history of the city, and that people are still coming, which is great.
How many years for Cirque? And I'm going to take a guess. I've been here. I got here in '84, so I've been here 35 years in Vegas. 25 or 30 years for Cirque in Vegas.
26, almost 27. Mystère just celebrated its 25th anniversary on
Treasure
Christmas
Island.
Day, and that was our first permanent show. But we also had the 10th show at the Mirage Nouvelle Experience that was set up in the yellow and white big top that opened in '92.
Wow. And see, I never had the privilege of seeing that extravaganza.
Yes.
In a tent. I haven't.
It was fun.
And Elvis was here. I do remember that. There's been so many great productions. Jerry, I can't thank you enough for calling in and joining us. We love Cirque du Soleil, and you guys are such great supporters in this community and just giving back. And congrats on One Night, One Drop as well.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it, Tanya.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And for a rocker, got to go Beatles Love. Put that right up there, too.
Oh, Beatles Love is actually, I think, one of their highest selling shows out of all the Cirque
performances. As well it should be.
It's outstanding. All right. Well, thank you to Jerry Nadal. And we've got more coming up, so stay with us on Vegas Sports Girl.
You want more? More action? More fun? More madness? We got you! The 2019 Air Force Reserve Mountain West Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to Las Vegas, March 10th through the 16th. Want more hoops? How about 20 games in just 7 days? For tickets, call 702-739-FAN or visit unlvtickets.com. The 2019 Air Force Reserve Mountain West Basketball Championships. Get more. Be there.
Join Junior Achievement of Southern Nevada to inspire youth to successful futures at the 4.01K Race for Financial Fitness, presented by Resources Investment Advisors. Get in shape both physically and financially at the fun 5K run and 1 mile walk. It's Sunday, April 7th. To learn more, go to jasnv.org.
Special thanks to Resources Investment Advisors, Colliers International, BlackRock, the Smarter Tomorrow Foundation, Clear Channel Outdoor, the Las Vegas Review Journal, and Channel 13 Action News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Toro's kicking off spring by offering huge savings on lawnmowers during the Toro Spring Sales Event at participating dealers. Save big with up to $1,500 off select models plus special financing for qualified buyers. Now's the time to get a new Toro mower and start enjoying unbeatable performance combined with huge rebates. Offers end March 28th, so hurry in now for Toro's biggest sales event of the year. Visit Toro.com/local to find a dealer near you.
All right, welcome to Vegas Sports Girl. It's Tanya time. We're hitting the last block of the show, and we still got a lot of things happening. Actually, when I heard that song come in from the break, I thought it was Vanilla Ice. Is that like a remix? No. It's a little bit of a remix, no?
It's Bowie.
Oh, it's just Bowie?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm... Well, there it is. Pressure. Welcome back to Vegas Sports Girl. Thanks for joining us. Do you know this is actually week 5 of Vegas Sports Girl? And it's just going smooth as silk thanks to these guys in the studio, you know, and people like you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hold on. Where's the cake? We got an anniversary to celebrate.
No, we got a long way to go.
Ba-na-na. Wait till week 10. Gift cards. Wait till week 10 and go nuts.
It's a lot of fun. You know, Vegas Sports Girl has always been something that I've wanted to do. Just I love sports. And for women that are knowledgeable, and men and kids, knowledgeable in sports, and then some that aren't so knowledgeable, that are a little novice, this is why we do this, so we can help educate. Now, I do want in the next week or so to bring somebody on to actually teach our listeners how to place a bet.
I can do that if you'd like, but if you want to get somebody from a sports book, do that by all means as well.
Are you telling me you can kind of give them a little teaser? Like, let me just ask you this. So if I want to place a bet on the basketball game tonight, I'm just doing the football. You do points, you do the overs and the unders. As far as basketball, you just pick the team.
No, you can do the same thing with basketball. You can do all the same things you're talking about. So let me pick one. Okay. Well, Lakers, Chicago. Here's a good choice for you. Lakers play in Chicago tonight. Lakers are, did I mention that 1-point favorites, I believe is what it is.
Wait, Lakers are the favorites tonight?
They're playing at home.
Okay.
Wait, no. Lakers minus 2.5. It's gone up. Lakers 2.5-point favorites right now. No, it's at the United Center. It's in Chicago. Chicago's bad.
Okay.
Okay. I can't believe.
Are they worse? They're worse.
Chicago's getting 2.5 points at home. No, I'm on Chicago with this one.
Okay.
And they also have the total on the game is 225, which you can bet the total points scored by both teams. Mm-hmm. You can also bet who's going to win without the point spread like you can in football. So you can do all the same things that you do in football.
Yep.
And it's always going to be, you got to pay minus 110 to win 100. Do you know what that means?
Minus 110 to win 100.
Okay.
Because we have a special caller on the phone, can you hold that thought?
Oh, I can, absolutely.
And then we can come back?
Yes.
Because you know who we have on the phone? Dun-dun-dun-dun. Mr. Dan Duva.
Perfect.
Duva,
perfect.
Play-by-play announcer for the Vegas Golden Knights. Dan, can you hear us?
I can. How's it going, guys? Good to be with you.
How you doing, buddy? Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
So, Dan, long time no see. Practice today was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Are we counting minutes or hours here? Come on.
So I'm so privileged Dan's joining us on the phone. I know he's got a busy schedule. You had your own weekly radio show before coming to Vegas called, did I get this right, the Crunch Weekly?
Well, that was one of them. Crunch Weekly was part of the Syracuse Crunch broadcast that we would do. So, you know, the Syracuse Crunch is the American Hockey League affiliate for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're in their 7th year of affiliation. You know how good the Tampa Bay Lightning are doing. A lot of those guys came up through Syracuse, including head coach John Cooper and Nikita Kucherov and Andrei Vasilevsky and the rest. And I saw those guys for 5 years in Syracuse, so I broadcast all of the games. And then once a week, we would do a program called Crunch Weekly.
Yes.
But in addition to that, when I was in Syracuse, I did a daily show during the week from Monday to Friday for a couple hours. And the name of that show was called In the Booth, because oftentimes I was doing the show from a radio booth wherever the Syracuse Crunch were playing. If we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or St. John's, Newfoundland, you name it, I would often be doing the show in the booth. And a friend once upon a time, we were in college, he said, Dan, one day you're going to write a book, and it's going to be called In the Booth, because the best stories are told in the booth. He's telling me this at about 2 in the morning while we're sitting in a diner booth in Paramus, New Jersey.
Wow.
So between the broadcast booth or a diner booth, I agree, best stories are told in the booth. So that was the name of the radio show.
And you were given a nickname by Wrangler goalie, Mike McKenna. Did I read that right?
Yeah, Mike McKenna, who's bounced around quite a bit this year. He's now in the Flyers organization. But once upon a time, Mike McKenna was the goalie for the Las Vegas Wranglers in the ECHL almost 15 years ago, right, Ron?
Played at the Orleans.
He was in Syracuse as the goalie for one of the recent playoff runs, and Mike McKenna came up with the Sicilian soundbite.
Yes.
Knowing of my Italian heritage, but he was not certain that actually I had any Sicilian in me. In fact, I do. My dad's mom was Sicilian. So, yes, Sicilian soundbite stuck at least for a few months during the playoffs that year.
Awesome. So let's talk Vegas Golden Knights. I heard practice today was pretty intense, and you've got a road trip you're getting ready to go on. They played Dallas this week. What should we look forward to as fans?
Sure. Well, I think that it's an interesting quirk in the schedule in that the Knights do not have any games for a four-day stretch. In fact, someone asked me today, is this part of the bye week like they had it, part two of the bye week? I said, no, this is just a schedule quirk. Of course, the Knights had played two games in 2 days, one in Vancouver on Saturday, lost in Calgary Sunday. And with the time change and the daylight savings, Monday was an off day, so kind of a wash. They practiced this morning. It was a standard kind of a practice for the day after an off day, right? It's not like a morning skate where you're going to kind of go light.
Sure.
So it was, I think, a pretty standard practice, given that they were off yesterday. They also had a team-building exercise this afternoon. They'll have a regular practice tomorrow, Wednesday, and then on Thursday they'll fly down to Dallas. And there begins another quirk of the schedule. They'll play the Dallas Stars on Friday, fly back home, practice on Saturday, but then they've got games Sunday at home against Edmonton, and then Monday back on the road in San Jose. So it's kind of a full schedule here. You think, oh, it's easy, they're not too many games. All of a sudden, you go no games in 4 days to three games in the next 4 days.
Massive intense.
So it'll be a matter of kind of making sure that they're prepared for each of those three.
So I'm always fascinated how fast the game of hockey is. I worked in the NFL. I thought basketball was fast, but hockey is pretty. It's pretty quick.
Oh yeah.
How do you keep up with the play-by-play? That's fascinating to me. How do you prep for these games?
It's Rana, you know, just by watching this, yes, these guys, and when you see it in person, it's even faster than I think we even can capture through media. But it's practice, frankly. You know, like everything else we do, no matter what your field of study or your occupation, it's when you do something over and over again. Not unlike the players who have to practice how they play. I don't know how many hockey games I've called, and I've probably done just as many baseball games as I have hockey games, and they're very different. You know, baseball is so much more about storytelling and engaging with the listener and all of that. Meanwhile, with hockey play-by-play, it's how much can you capture in any given moment. There are 100 things happening on a hockey rink. And for me, you just learn which ones are most important. Identifying the players is a big part of it. And so it's important for me to see which line is on the ice. As an example, if I see Mark Stone, Paul Stastny, Max Pacioretty's line come out during a whistle, that means that during the next sequence of play, if I tell the listener, hey, this is the line that's on the ice, the listener can follow along a bit more easily. I don't want a listener to have to work too hard to figure out what I'm saying.
Sure.
I'm trying to paint that picture so they can envision it effortlessly. Theater of the mind.
Well, what's fun here, Dan, we've got a great history of marvelous play-by-play guys coming out of Las Vegas. Ken Korak with the Oakland Athletics right now. Tim Neverett, when he was doing, you can look at some of the specials I did back in the day when he did hockey, okay, when you went to baseball and hockey. And Tim Neverett did the Thunder for years here in town, and then, of course, recently went to the Boston Red Sox. Now he's doing the L.A. Dodgers, and he may be the guy to take over for Charlie Steiner with the L.A. Dodgers, and think about that legacy, but I sure hope that Tim is there. And I'm putting you in the category with these guys, so I'm putting a little pressure on you and saying, no, wait a second. Is that sort of the skill set of being able to handle the temperature of a baseball game and a hockey game and be able to do it professionally the way that you do, I think is marvelous. And I think it's fantastic.
That's far too kind. I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you. And that, for me, is a love of sports that comes first. And that led to attempting to play sports, and that didn't go quite as well. I was a very average baseball player on a very good high school team that got to the state finals in New Jersey back when I was a senior in 2003, I guess it was. And so I love baseball. My dad played baseball in college. And I've got two younger brothers who are better athletes than me. One of them played football at Miami in college. So I figured somewhere along the line that I could talk better than I could play, and that's allowed me to stay with sports. But I love every sport that I've covered. And most of it, of course, as a professional, has been with hockey. But baseball is very very special to me, and I look forward to the Aviators starting play in just a few weeks. But whether it's football, and apologies to the Raiders coming to town, I am a New York Jets, Jets fan, and I love this time of year with college basketball. Big Syracuse basketball fan, and I also have my heart with the Nets, even though they were never good when they were in New Jersey, with the exception of a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I could go on and on about all the sports I've enjoyed watching or broadcasting, but Ron, I think you and I have talked about what I enjoy so often, not only calling games myself, but working with student broadcasters. You know, yes. I know your involvement with that as well. So, for instance, last year when the Golden Knights lost in the Stanley Cup Final, I think it was June 7th, I was on an airplane back east on June 8th. The Cape Cod Baseball League season began, I think it was June 10th, and I don't broadcast the games there in the Cape Cod Baseball League, and Vegas locals will remember Chris Bryant, of course, played college baseball at San Diego, but in the summer, he played for the Chatham A's and the Cape Cod Baseball League, best college baseball players in the country. Before they get drafted, that's where they go. So Chris Bryant was there, I think, in 2011, among many others. You go back to Thurman Munson and Jeff Bagwell and Mike Lowell and Evan Longoria when I was there. Andrew Miller now with the Cardinals, he was there. Anyway, I coached the student broadcasters there in the summertime, and that's kind of a way for me to kind of be around baseball, and once in a while I'll broadcast an all-star game or something like that. But I haven't broadcast the games there since I was in college, but I love working with the students, and for me it's a way to be in a position to give back, but also to be around the great game of baseball.
Dan, what's been your favorite play during your time with the Vegas Golden Knights that you've called?
Oh, great question. Great question. There are so many, right? You know, of all of the moments, you know, you go through the 82 regular season games, a couple of dozen playoff games almost. And I've thought back about, you know, some special moments for the franchise. But I think when it comes down to the clip that excites me most, the two things come to mind. And one was not a play. It was just the pregame ceremony of the first home game on October 10th. The emotion, the tears, the cheering, everything, Derek Englund's speech, and then transitioning from that to the start of Golden Knights hockey, NHL hockey in Las Vegas, and then they scored four goals in rapid succession, one of them for Derek Englund. So I think that was pretty awesome. Cool. Derek scores that goal that first period in the first home game against the Coyotes on October of 2017. But then I'll flash forward to that was the Knights' first win at home, but then their very last win at home was against the Washington Capitals in the Stanley Cup Final in Game 1. As we know, Capitals won the last four games of that series. But Tomáš Nosek, in the waning moments of Game 1, scores his second goal of that game. It was an empty netter, but it was after a good defensive zone play. And to put into context the fact that an expansion team had won a game in the Stanley Cup Final still blows me away. And it was as overwhelming, I think, the energy has been in that building at any point when Nosek scored that empty netter to seal Game 1 of the Final. So those are the two that come to mind, among many, many, many others. We could be here all day talking
about
them.
That's awesome. Dan, we can't thank you enough for joining us. I wish we could. We'd love to have you on again in the future because there's so much to cover. But wish you all the best, a safe trip this weekend, and just awesome season to you. We love listening to you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks. My pleasure. Looking forward to more Mark Stone. Knights are 6-1 since they picked
yes.
him up. And big number 61, I think, has been a huge addition. So looking forward to seeing more of him in the last 12 games of the regular season and perhaps beyond.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Yes, looking
right.
forward to that.
Great.
Right.
Great.
Thanks,
Dan. All right. Check us out, VegasSportsGirl.com, and we'll see you next week.